Center. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
It was difficult times, but our faith was in the Lord. And there are times within all of our lives that we as believers need to remember to continue to press on despite the many challenges that we face. We understood, and I understand, and we all understand, if we are ever to be like Christ, we need to press on and not give up. What would this world have been like if a Dr. King had not pressed on? And not given up. How many times have we decided not to go and get involved in the political process because we think someone else will go and do it? And because we did not do it ourselves, we got the results of inactivity. There are times the Lord will ask us to press on. And pressing on in the midst of unusual and difficult times. At times, God allows us to go through difficulties. Not to make us suffer, but to strengthen us, to empower us, and to equip us for greater work that's ahead. Today, God is amplifying the volume that we as a believer must demonstrate our faith, our commitment, and our belief in Him. Don't you dare run away from the evilness that can impact the world, because you are a baptized, born again believer, and we should stand for what we say, we profess, we believe. We need to press on in the midst of adversity, press on in the midst of strife, and press on even in the midst of the thing that we don't even understand. My brothers and sisters, there is something about enduring hardship that will enable us to become stronger. Enable us to become stronger, enable us to become powerful, enable us to become ministers, men and women, in our daily walk with the Lord. It's like lifting weights. You don't begin with heavy weights, you begin with lighter weights. And later, as you progress, you can increase the weights that you lift. And by doing this, the stronger your muscle become. The more we stand and speak truth to power, the stronger we become. The more we stand and do what God has anointed and appointed us to do, we speak truth to power. Because God says, if I be for you, I am more than the world against you. But you got to learn to stand even in the midst of adversity, even though you don't know it, even though you don't understand. God says, I am with you. I have been with you always. I thought about the children of Israel in the book of Genesis, when after seeing all that God had done for them, they still needed to be told by Moses to press on. Keep moving where God directed them to go. And every now and then, leaders have to continue to push us, encourage us to press on, even though we feel the anxiety and we feel the tension and we feel the rhetoric and we feel all of the stuff that's out there. But we know who we serve. And we know who we a call to worship and praise. Don't you dare buy no wooden nickels of somebody keep fooling around with all of the gold. You hold on to what you know you believe in. My brothers and sisters, the children of Israel had a destiny. And God's children have a destiny that had been predetermined for all of us to enjoy. But you got to press on and not give up. Are there any weightlifters in the house? Because the more you lift the weights, the stronger you become. My brothers and sisters, today we need to stay focused and not be distracted by what we are seeing, for God sees it. Because when the odds are stacked against us, this is when God does his greatest work. When David met a Goliath, when the odds were stacked against him, he said, "But you don't know my God." And when the odds are stacked against us, we have to hold on to who we say we are. You don't know my God. Because God is still working on our behalf. I have learned when the odds are stacked against us, this is when God does some of his greatest works. When we say, "How did that happen?" If we don't know by now, we will never know. The history is full of God taking what is a disadvantage and turning it into an advantage. But you have to trust him and keep pressing on. That's a faith walk. Jesus' greatest work of love set and demonstrated how we as believers are to deal with unjust and worldly situation. And the Lord never said, nor did he promise, in this life things would be easy. But one thing he gave us was an assurance when he said, "Be of good cheer." He said, "I have overcome the world." When you think and you link up and you hold on to what God has said, you are more than a conqueror. Amen. I can only imagine the pressure that Jesus had to endure, but he pressed on. The pressure he faced, the pressure of a people who would reject him, the pressure of a cross that would crucify him, the pressure of a grave that would bury him, or a tomb. And yet Jesus pressed on despite the pressure. And if there was ever anybody who understood how to deal with pressure, it was him. For he came to his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. And so every now and then, we as individuals, every now and then, when we come into a situation that we don't understand, we got to keep pressing on, because you don't know what God is up to. Press on. Antioch. The historical text. The Apostle Paul said to the church at Philippi, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before." Antioch. In other words, the Apostle Paul was saying, "I know what my past was like." Anybody got a past? "I know what I used to do." Anybody know what you used to do? "I know what I got into. I know what I used to do." But the Apostle Paul says, "I know I got a past. And if you're true to yourself and true to your heart and true to your conscience, we all know what our past was like. And nobody in this house that does not have a past, because we have not all been the way we are today. And the Apostle Paul said, I know what I used to be like. I know what I've done in this life. If you stop thinking that you're holier than now and start saying, Lord, I know I'm a sinner saved by your divine grace, then God said, now I can use you. Because I know what I came out of. I know what I used to be like. And Paul knew. He knew what he was like. He knew what he had. He knew he had a history. But I can't dwell on my past. For my past is history. And if I can kick the past out of the way, the Lord says, if you trust me and you believe in me, I won't even remember your past. As far as the east, as far as the west, I won't remember what you've done. I will take your past and throw it into the sea of forgetfulness, and I won't remember who and what you have done in your past. As believers, we can't hold on to past memories. And what the enemy tries to do is to get us to stay in the past. This is what I used to do. This is what it used to be like. Forgetting those things which are behind. Reach for something greater. Paul said, I have to forget those things which are behind. And reach into those things which are before. That reminds me, as I digress, as I rewind a story in Genesis, Joseph's story illustrates a profound letting go of pain, transforming betrayal into purpose by forgiving his brothers. We're told after being sold into slavery and imprisoned, Joseph rose to the power, high power in Egypt, and chose to see God's providence in his suffering rather than focusing on revenge. Joseph said, you meant this for evil against me. But God meant it for good. Every now and then, traps are being set for you. Every now and then, people are talking about you. Every now and then, people are criticizing you. And the lie and the things that they say could be the truth, but they could be a lie. Joseph knew that his brothers meant it for evil, but God. That conjunction is so powerful that it is transformative. And that word transformative means changing. God has a way of changing our situation, has a way of changing our personality, has a way of changing our life.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Real quick, let's say happy birthday on this 20th of May to Julius Kirkland, Kimberly Lambert Mills, William Sumbler, Chester Harris, Marjorie Kirkland, Shonda Patience, Sheila Williams, Natalie Hampton, Jessica Jackson, Maurice Colson. A happy heavenly birthday to Dr. Joe S. Green, Kay Diva Voorhees, and Cheryl B. Alexander, and everyone else who celebrates a birthday today. May you live long and prosper. Now, let's turn our attention to the Bible quiz. 7 days after Job's friend came to him, Job opened his mouth and he cursed his birth. Rico from Jackson, Mississippi. Bobby Lowe from Alexandria, they got it right. They're sitting at the front of the class. From Job 2, 11 through 13, he cursed his birth. And if that's what you said too, good for you. You got it right. Hey,